Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. Over the last month, I have heard so many concerns from parents about sending their child or their children back to the classroom setting to end the school year. Parents are afraid for their children's safety. Children look at it differently. Being with friends, socializing again, getting out of being cooped up at home or just in the close neighborhood where you know everybody, it is getting boring for these children and they want more. But how does that affect the parents? The parents have to uproot their lives to include homeschooling their children or at least supervising them to get their schoolwork done. And now, a month or so before school end, many schools are opening up, even if in limited capacities, to end the school year. This last year has created an imbalance in many homes. Could that have been avoided or made easier on everyone? I'm Denise Thompson, transformational health agent, educator, former nurse, fitness trainer, best-selling author, and Blog Talk Radio host. And I just want to share some information I came across with, which actually totally aligns with what I am doing as a certified transformational health agent. So I found this article, Healthy Mind, Healthy Body, and Healthy Relationships for Students, and how it in particular affects them. And the school we're talking about is One World International School. And I'm going to share with you how they handle and prepare their students for a more balanced life. As I said already, it supports what I'm conveying to my clients for their daily lives. Therefore, I cannot sit back. I have to share with you. So I'm going to read you actually the article, and I will give you the link afterwards so you can verify. The things the school does with the students is something that all of us adults can do for ourselves also. But the good thing is that it is actually being done in some places, proving that more of us could do better and prepare our younger generation for a better, healthier, happier, and more balanced life. So I'm going to read to you for just a little bit so you can see how it aligns with what I am teaching everybody and conveying to them and how I'm working with my people. Having a healthy mind contributes to a healthy body and vice versa. Not feeling accepted and valued can have a detrimental impact on children's overall well-being. Nurturing their physical, emotional, and social development enhances their ability to cultivate healthy relationships. Fostering an atmosphere of acceptance in the classroom can transform the school environment. How we nurture a healthy body-mind connection. There is much that our teachers do to nurture students' minds and bodies, such as helping children differentiate between healthy and unhealthy lifestyle choices and understand the importance of getting adequate sleep, nutrition, exercise, and I want to add hydration, and there are some other things, the surroundings. We, that's the school, give the children the opportunity to discuss these areas in lessons and ask any questions that they may have. We encourage students to have positive attitudes about body image and self-esteem, which minimizes the likelihood that they will develop eating disorders, depression, and other mental health concerns. This goes to what we've just been experiencing last year. So many people have had changes in their lives that affected their lifestyle. Instead of getting up in the morning, getting ready for work, going to work, enjoying what they're doing, earning their income, whatnot. They're sitting at home, twiddling their thumbs, watching TV, binge eating, eating out of depression, whatnot, whatnot. So this school is actually trying to avoid that. Through positive experiences and by promoting self-love, we hope to make students feel empowered in their own skin. We teach them about how diverse human beings are, explaining that everyone is different and that this is something to appreciate. Teachers also create a culture of kindness and mindfulness in the classroom, modeling behaviors that show children how to manage their emotions and demonstrate empathy toward others. They teach the skills in mindfulness that can help to build resilient children who are able to handle their emotions and experiences. It also shows them how to relax and take time out from difficult situations and how to give their brains a chance to reset and reorder feelings and emotions. Early research suggests that such programs may improve students' cognitive abilities, grades, and relationship skills. Promoting kindness in the classroom can help children cope effectively, not only with school-related stress, but difficult situations at home. It gives them key tools to use throughout their lives when things may seem hard. Partnering with the community to promote students' well-being. At OWIS, which is One World International School, we recently had Health Week to give our students some additional insight on how to thrive physically and emotionally. One event in particular highlighted the importance of the connections between a healthy mind, healthy body, and healthy relationships. This is a key point in the world of being that is getting greater traction in the research sphere. For that reason, it was important to give students the opportunity to find out more about the links between the health of their minds as well as the health of their bodies. And as you might remember, I created this saying, a positive mindset creates health, whereas a negative mindset causes illness. That is how the mind reacts to our body. It goes into this defense or self-defense mode, or it goes into the action mode. I'm healthy and I can do things. So it goes definitely hand in hand with what I'm saying. Next, students looked at a series of images depicting a variety of emotions. They were invited to talk about their own emotional reactions to interactions with friends and their responses to different social settings. Students were asked to differentiate between various emotions and consider how those feelings caused them to react. Sarah assured them that it is natural and normal to experience both happy and sad emotions. She also ensured that students understood that it is good to talk about these emotions with friends and family members. The next segment of the discussion delved deeper into the nature of emotions. Sarah had students consider questions such as, when do emotions become unhealthy? And what is depression? Before the talk concluded, Sarah equipped the children with tools to identify the types of thoughts and feelings they are experiencing. She also stressed the importance of sharing sad or angry emotions with trusted friends and adults. She let the students know that they should never be worried about opening up and that everyone will go through a range of emotions at different times in their lives. She also referred back to the ideas that mind and body are linked. Again, healthy mind, healthy body, negative mind, sick body. So amazing. I mean, the two are so tight. Let's see, where am I? Okay. Sometimes it may be the case that their bodies are feeling tired. For instance, when they are unwell, and this may have an effect on the emotions that they are feeling. It may be the case that during this time they feel sad, are more easily annoyed, or feel like being on their own. She discussed that this is normal. However, it is important to keep those close to us in the picture as they will want to ensure our well-being. Sarah's presentation helped our children understand the importance of managing emotions. Health Week has given our students an opportunity to gain new perspectives and learn practical knowledge and skills to help them proactively deal with stress and adversity, techniques that will prove invaluable throughout life. Please contact us for more information or to book a tour. So there's a link there that is in the link that's hyperlinked in the transcript for you to see so you can go ahead. So why did this actually touch my heart so much? I just had one of the of my clients say, oh my gosh, my daughter's school is starting in May and she wants to go to school. But then she's also afraid because they said it's at half capacity and it's only a few days a week. And they have all the windows, all the doors open, and the desks are not exactly as they're supposed to be. And I just asked her, how do you feel about it? And her response was, that's the mother's response. Well, it uproared an entire life of my, an entire year of my life with my work. I needed to work from home and take care of my daughter while she was doing the schoolwork and help her and help interact with the teachers when there were issues. It made it really tough. I'm finally getting the hang of it, and now they want to yank her away for the last month of school. It doesn't make any sense. It's stressing me out. So that proves the point. This situation we are in does not just stress the students or just stress the parents. It stresses out both. It stresses out everybody in some way or another, unless they actually learn how to master their emotions, how to communicate with people who they trust, so they don't feel like it's going to be held against them. So we really, really need to work on our personal lives. And it all starts with a healthy mind, which then leads to a healthy body and then to a healthy lifestyle, healthy relationships and whatnot. It teaches us how to make choices. You know, I have talked about the Stop Challenge too so often. When we are faced with a choice or with a situation or with an event, anything that's kind of different could be called an event because we don't attach too much emotions to an event. So it's easier to see where we need to go. If we say, oh, this affected me because blah, 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 then if we go back later on and analyze what we've said, we come up with, oh my goodness, excuses, excuses. Well, we do not want excuses. We want facts, and we want the emotions to be addressed properly so that we can do those things. That is one thing I do with my clients. I teach them a healthy mind, which then goes into the healthy body. And the healthy body, it's not just the physical body. There is more. It's the sleep pattern. It's the way we sleep, the depth of the sleep. Do we wake up during the night or do we sleep through and wake up refreshed and rejuvenated? Nutrition has an amazing effect, not just on the body, but on the mind also. Do you remember, I remember especially as children or young adults, just before exams or so, when we started cramming, what were some of the most prevalent snacks we ate? It was usually high in sugar to give us a boost of energy. And what happened 30 minutes later? Crash. After 30 minutes, there's that sugar crash. And what did we accomplish? Absolutely nothing. Because we woke up sometimes an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours later. Had we had a healthy snack, that would have been a different situation. Had we had proper sleep, deep sleep, a wonderful REM cycle that is guiding us towards a healthy waking up, a relaxed way of waking up, a happy way, a grateful way to wake up, then we get to study and things sink in much faster. So that's one. And then, of course, with nutrition is also hydration. And hydration means not anything liquid, water. And there is a general rule on how much water we ought to drink per day. And it's, in general, half the weight we are in ounces. So if we're, let's say, 120 pounds, that would be 60 ounces. But another general rule is for adults, a minimum of 64 to 100 ounces or more, unless you have liver problems or kidney problems and the doctor is restricting you on fluid intake because it would affect you a bad way instead of a good way. So, but I'm talking about people who are generally speaking healthy, physically healthy, that they need to drink a little bit more water because the water also stimulates our cells. It stimulates the blood flow. It cleanses out the toxins in our body and it makes us feel good. So it is something we ought to drink and it doesn't have to be room temperature or ice cold or hot. Let's choose it as long as it's water. Now the best one is room temperature. It's the healthiest. Now, if it's really hot outside, are we supposed to drink ice water? That's what our nature tells us to do to cool off, right? But it actually makes us even hotter when we drink ice water because the body has to heat up the ice and then we get even hotter. So when it's really hot outside, the best thirst quencher is a hot water or a hot herbal tea without caffeine and without sugar or something like that. That soothes our body much better. And again, we know that body and mind, they are so intertwined. They are so working closely together that it affects our mind. And our thinking is clear when we do the right thing. So I'm not telling you you have to do this or that. I'm just giving you the facts that I've experienced and that I've learned, and they have actually served me. And so because of that, I can tell you how it's been affecting me without giving you an RX or a prescription. I'm not a medical doctor. Yeah, I was a nurse, and I was a fitness trainer, and I am a certified transformational health coach, but that doesn't give me the right to prescribe anything. All I do is give you the facts, how they affected me, and give you choice on what you want to do. You need to choose what serves you best, your mind, your body. And if you want to do more about that and find out where you could improve, I am more than happy to offer you a free health goal strategy session. And if you choose a little bit more, if you also would like healthy activities and healthy recipes to cook to start feeling better, let me know and I will add you to my healthy e-newsletter that I send out weekly. And in order for you to sign up for either or both, you can contact me at coachdenise@ctdigest.net. That's coachdenise, Apperson, pretty at, C-T, digest.net, or you can voicemail or text me at 562-335-4956, and I said voicemail or text only. I do not answer the phone unless it's a scheduled call and I know who's calling and what about. Reason why, I want to be there 100% present for you when I talk to you. So if I just answer something and I have no idea who it is and what they want, how can I serve you? Honestly, I cannot, because then it's just going to be small talk, nothing of depth, because I'm not prepared. And I want to honor your time and you, that I want to be prepared. So by you giving me the thumbs up, with giving me your name and phone number and email address, then that's great. And when you send me an email to coachdenise@ctdigest.net, please make sure that the first three letters in the subject line are capitalized. B for Bruno, T for Tom, R for rest or red, whatever you want it. You know, that's BTR. So I can fish it out of the spam folder. All first, and I fish them out. And once I fish them out and put them in the regular folder, then I get them. And you don't have to worry about it anymore. And I can enter your information also in my phone. So if we make a time that we want to talk, or that we want to, you know, that you have a question or something and I want to answer you, then I will do it, because I know who you are. One more thing that I want to let you know, since I have a little bit of time, is that we were talking about to master our emotions. There is a little booklet out, A Powerful Message with 250 Guiding Affirmations to Transform Your Life and Help You to Find True Fulfillment, The 10 Ancient Scrolls for Success by Og Mandino, from the greatest salesman in the world. And it has already over 13 million copies sold. And there on scroll 6, that's the one that talks about mastering the emotions. And it's actually quite amazing. And I actually read it every few days. Today I will be master of my emotions. And it gives you some things to do, some things to say, some things to take action on. And I think it'd be worth it to invest either in the greatest salesman in the world, where the 10 ancient scrolls are listed in, or in a little book that just has the 10 ancient scrolls. Or you can go and get the MP3 download for free and listen to it there and read along sometimes. So do what serves you best. That's always my motto. And I hope that this segment brought value to you in the sense of how to deal with your children, with yourself, how to handle emotions, how to create a healthy lifestyle, how to realize actually that the healthy mind and the healthy body belong together. They have a very strong connection, and nurture them and work on your mindset. Every time a negative thought comes to you, say stop, take a deep breath, and ask yourself, why did this negative thought come to me? Then challenge that thought and figure it out. What's going on? What triggered it? Why did this even affect me? And then choose the solution that best serves you. Just a quick example. I have just learned a few things over the last couple of weeks again, because I'm a student and of, you know, mind mastery and stuff. I always learn new things, because that is something I thoroughly enjoy and I want to use for myself and apply, so it's easy for me to teach someone else. And I had just learned on how to let go of shackles that held me back doing certain things from my childhood. And I figured out why these things happened and who did what to me, or was it for me? Actually, I always thought it was to me. And now I'm realizing actually it's for me, because I realized what happened and I can change it. I can be in charge of it. So it didn't matter what it was. My brothers were always better than I am. I always felt unseen, unworthy, small. I never felt like I was exactly who I am or who I was meant to be. And I did an exercise called The Seven Levels Deep by Joe Strum. And it was just so amazing that I learned, oh my goodness, everything my parents and my siblings did or said was either out of jealousy or out of fear, because they wanted to protect me that I did not have to go and experience the same heartaches that they did or hardships. Now, having realized that, I could open those shackles or the cuffs that the police puts on the people they apprehend. I was able to open those, let go of it, and move on. And now I found out so much more about myself and what I'm going to do in the near future. And I am so happy and thrilled and free because I was able to let go of it. So if you want help with that too, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to help you with it. Anyway, so this is about schooling, how we can prepare emotions, how we can be master of them, and what we can do. And the article that I read is highlighted, hyperlinked in the transcript, so you can click on it and reread it and, find out maybe a little bit more. I'm not saying everybody has to send their children there or whatnot, but I'm saying we can learn from what they're doing, because that is taking positive action. So having said that, and having given you the gift offer for the Health Goal Strategy Session and the email health newsletter, I want to say until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.